आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज इंडिया इज मेकिंग रैपिड स्ट्राइड्स इन सेमीकंडक्टर सेक्टर एंड बिल्डिंग अ रोबस्ट इकोसिस्टम टू पावर इट्स डिजिटल फ्यूचर। Farmers from across the country thank Prime Minister for resisting foreign pressure in trade negotiations and protecting India's agricultural interests. Government tightens rules governing overseas citizens of India. OCI registration to be cancelled if an individual is sentenced to imprisonment for 2 years or more. India bans imports of jute products and ropes from Bangladesh through land routes with immediate effect. And India's Namrata Batra scripts history by winning country's first ever medal in Wushu at the World Games in China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is making rapid strides in the semiconductor sector, building a robust ecosystem to power its digital future and drive global innovation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Union Cabinet's decision relating to approval of semiconductor units in Andhra Pradesh, Odisha and Punjab will boost manufacturing capacity, create high-skilled jobs and position India as a key player in the global supply chain. The Union Cabinet approved 4 new semiconductor manufacturing units with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the decision was taken by the Cabinet under the chairmanship of Prime Minister.
4 सेमीकंडक्टर प्रोजेक्ट्स अप्रूव हुए हैं, 2 ओडिशा में, 1 पंजाब में और 1 आंध्रा। 2022 में जब सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन लॉन्च हुआ, माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का दूरदर्शी नेतृत्व है जिसके तहत उन्होंने एक लॉन्ग टर्म स्ट्रेटजी के तहत काम चालू किया और कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम पे ध्यान देने का प्रधानमंत्री जी का हमेशा मार्गदर्शन रहा। तो अब कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम डिजाइन, वेफर फैब्रिकेशन, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ कंपोनेंट्स, असेंबली, टेस्टिंग, फाइनल प्रोडक्शन, हर चीज पे, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के हर सेक्टर पे, हर डायमेंशन पे काम चल रहा है।
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड द गवर्नमेंट हैज ऑल्सो अप्रूव द फेज 1B ऑफ द लखनऊ मेट्रो रेल प्रोजेक्ट इन उत्तर प्रदेश विद एन एस्टिमेटेड कॉस्ट ऑफ ओवर 5,801 crore रुपीज। ही सेड अ टोटल ऑफ 12 स्टेशन विल बी कंस्ट्रक्टेड एंड इट विल बी कम्प्लीटेड इन 5 years।
लखनऊ मेट्रो का फेज 1B बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है। लखनऊ बड़ा शहर है, वहां पर मेट्रो की बहुत जरूरत है। तो यहाँ पर फेज 1B अप्रूव हुआ। फेज 1B बनेगा ईस्ट से वेस्ट वाला, चारबाग से लेके वसंत कुंज तक। तो इस फेज से काफी बड़ी संख्या में पैसेंजर्स मेट्रो का लाभ उठा सकेंगे और नागरिकों के लिए बेनिफिट हो। इस प्रोजेक्ट को 5 साल में कम्प्लीट किया जाएगा।
Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also given its nod for the Tato 2 hydroelectric project with the capacity of 700 megawatts to be built in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh within 6 years. Prime Minister congratulated the people of Arunachal Pradesh on the cabinet's decision, saying this is a vital project which will benefit the state's growth trajectory. Farmers from across the country have thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his bold decision in trade agreements despite foreign pressure. A large gathering of farmers' organization leaders and cultivators from across the country met with Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in New Delhi yesterday to express gratitude and support for government's decisive action to protect the farmers' interests.
माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी, आपने अमेरिकी कंपनियों को कृषि एवं डेयरी सेक्टर में प्रवेश न देने का जो साहसिक निर्णय लिया है, वह हर खेत, हर खलियान और हर गौशाला में गूंज रहा है। आपने प्रवेश न देकर यह साबित कर दिया है कि भारत का किसान सिर्फ अन्नदाता नहीं बल्कि इस राष्ट्र की आत्मा है और इस आत्मा पर कभी कोई विदेशी कब्जा नहीं कर सकता।
प्रधानमंत्री जी, हमारे नरेंद्र मोदी जी और कृषि मंत्री जी ने कठोर फैसला लिया है किसानों के हित में।
श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने हाल में ही देश के किसानों, पशुपालकों एवं मछुआरों के हित में एक महत्वपूर्ण एवं अटल संकल्प वाला बयान दिया है। यह घोषणा करोड़ों अन्नदाता, पशुपालक, कृषि एवं ग्रामीण भारत की आत्मनिर्भरता के लिए मजबूती प्रदान करती है।
माननीय मंत्री जी, आपने जो स्टैंड लिया, हम उसके लिए आपको और देश के प्रधानमंत्री जी को बार बार बधाई देते हैं।
The Ministry of Home Affairs has tightened norms governing overseas citizens of India, OCI. The ministry said that OCI registration will be cancelled if an individual is sentenced to imprisonment for 2 years or more, or is charge-sheeted for an offence punishable with imprisonment of 7 years or more. More from our correspondent.
The OCI cards offer multiple entry, multi-purpose lifelong visas to persons of Indian origin and their spouses, along with certain economic and educational rights. The provision applies irrespective of whether the conviction occurred in India or abroad, provided the offence is recognized under Indian law. The move is aimed at tightening the legal framework governing OCI status, which grants certain rights and privileges to foreign citizens of Indian origin. The notification by Home Ministry comes under the provisions of the Citizenship Act 1955 and the Citizenship Rules 2009, which empower the central government to cancel OCI registration under specified conditions. In recent years, the MHA has taken steps to more closely regulate the OCI scheme after instances where OCI cardholders were found to be involved in criminal or anti-national activities. Yashasvi Kirial, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The third round of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable, ISMR, will be held in New Delhi today. Union Ministers Dr. S. Jayashankar, Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwini Vaishnav and Piyush Goyal will attend the roundtable. The Ministry of External Affairs, in a statement, informed that ministers from Singapore, including Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore, Gan Yim Kong, and Foreign Affairs Minister Josephine Teo, will participate in the meeting. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics kicked off in Mumbai yesterday. Nearly 300 students from 64 countries will be participating in the 10-day event. In his video message during the event, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Mr. Modi said, India believes in the power of collaboration and this Olympiad reflects that spirit.
India believes in the power of international collaboration. This Olympiad reflects that spirit. This edition of the Olympiad is the largest so far. I thank the Homi Bhabha Center for Science Education and Tata Institute of Fundamental Research for making this event possible. In India, we believe that the sky is not the limit. It is just the beginning.
The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, commencing the 79th year of India's independence, encouraging the hoisting of the Indian flag at homes, is being celebrated across numerous locations in India.
Har Ghar Tiranga, Har Ghar Tiranga, Har Ghar Tiranga, Rakh Ghar Tiranga.
In Sikkim, Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang led the state-level program at Manan Kendra, organized by the state government as part of the nationwide Har Ghar Tiranga campaign yesterday. In his address, the Chief Minister express gratitude to Governor Om Prakash Mathur and all the participants for the successful implementation of Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. He said that the event formed a part of India's Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav and Sikkim's Golden Jubilee celebrations. He explained the significance of the national flag, saying that saffron symbolizes courage and sacrifice, white represents truth and peace, green denotes nature and prosperity, and the Ashoka Chakra signifies progress, justice and righteousness. In Tripura, Chief Minister Manik Saha has urged all sections of people to join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign to pay homage to those who give up their lives in the country's freedom struggle. Mr. Saha, who led a mega Har Ghar Tiranga rally yesterday, thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for calling off the observance of the campaign to pay respect to those who sacrificed their lives for India's freedom. News just in. In Rajasthan, 10 persons died and 11 others injured in an accident in Dausa district today. The mishap occurred in the early hours when a pickup and a truck collided near Basdi Chauraha on the Dausa-Manoharpur highway. Most of the deceased were residents of Eta district in Uttar Pradesh and were returning after offering prayers at the Khatu Shyamji temple in Sikar district. According to the Dausa administration, 8 critically injured persons have been referred to the SMS Medical College in Jaipur, while 3 others are being treated at Dausa Hospital. India has banned imports of certain jute products and ropes from Bangladesh through all land routes with immediate effect. A notification issued by the Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, stated that items such as jute fabrics, twine, ropes and bags can now enter India only through the Nava Shava seaport in Maharashtra. The move is aimed at quality control or protection of domestic industry. The banned products include bleached and unbleached woven fabrics of jute or of other textile bast fiber, twine, cordage, rope of jute and sacks and bags of jute. Import of these products from Bangladesh will not be allowed from any land port on the India-Bangladesh border. Moving on to the world of sports, India's Namrata Batra has scripted history by winning a silver medal in the women's 52-kilogram final at the 2025 World Games in Chengdu, China yesterday. We have a report.
The 24-year-old, who won silver at the Asian Championships last year and is a 4-time national champion, went down 2-0 to local favourite Mengwei Chen in the final. It was India's first ever medal in Wushu at the World Games and the country's second podium finish at ongoing edition after Rishabh Yadav's bronze in men's compound archery. India have now won a total of 7 medals in World Games history, 1 gold, 2 silver and 4 bronze. The prestigious Subrata Cup International Football Tournament will kick off its 64th edition with 106 teams vying for top honours across 3 categories, junior boys and girls and sub-junior. The tournament is scheduled to be hosted across Delhi NCR and Bengaluru from August 19th. To September 25th. The tournament will begin on August 19th with the junior girls under 17 category in Delhi NCR. The sub-junior boys under 15 category matches will be hosted in Bengaluru from September 2nd. And India's test captain Shubman Gill has been named as the ICC Men's Player of the Month for July. Gill has landed the Player of the Month award after a stiff competition from England test skipper Ben Stokes and South African all-rounder Wiaan Mulder. This is Gill's fourth Player of the Month honour, having previously won in February this year and in January and September 2020. The 25-year-old enjoyed a remarkable month in July, piling up 567 runs at an outstanding average of 94.50 across 3 tests, smashing a double 100 and 200s in 6 outings. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand and Telangana today. IMD also predicted extremely very heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir till Friday and in Telangana till the 17th of this month. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Pramod. Prime Minister Modi likely to be in US next month for UNGA meet, bilateral talks with Trump, headlines the Indian Express. September 26th will be slot of PM address. The paper adds that the key objective will be to meet Trump, iron out issues of trade and arrive at a common ground on tariffs. All newspapers have headlined the story of the Lok Sabha forming a panel to probe charges against sitting High Court Judge Yashwant Verma, setting the stage for his impeachment. The Hindustan Times headlines LS names panel to probe charges against HC Judge. Financial Express headlines inflation eases to 8-year low of 1.6%, while the Tribune states retail inflation hits 8-year low of 1.55% as food prices drop. And finally, Supreme Court backs Election Commission stand on Aadhaar voter ID not being conclusive proof of citizenship, reports the Indian Express in a front-page story. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is making rapid strides in semiconductor sector and building a robust ecosystem to power its digital future. Farmers from across the country thank Prime Minister for resisting foreign pressure in trade negotiations and protecting India's agricultural interests. Government tightens rules governing overseas citizens of India. OCR registration to be cancelled if an individual is sentenced to imprisonment for 2 years or more. India bans imports of jute products and ropes from Bangladesh through land routes with immediate effect. And India's Namrata Batra scripts history by winning country's first ever medal in Wushu at World Games in China. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.